Good morning. It's a Monday morning. November 21st. Words yesterday? None. I'm still working on graphics for the cover for Ravenwood. And I got a call from Tony C. Smith at Starship Sofa. He's anxious to get the stories. Apparently he's got an opening coming up and he has no content. So I'm going to be tied up a lot of today doing audio work. Over and above the graphical work, the covers are coming together beautifully. I'm just staggered, and I haven't even seen the artwork yet. The templates, the formats that we're working in are wonderful. I'm spending a lot of time designing, unfortunately, designing the knotwork for the cover. I don't know if we're actually going to use it. That's it. The downside. Anyway, I need to get back to writing. I need to finish the second book because I'm going to have a cover for it pretty soon. The timeline says I'm going to have all three covers by the end of December. It seems pretty ambitious, but we'll see how it goes out. I don't know, it might happen. I've made my first payment. It's very exciting, and it's ridiculously exciting, and I can't explain exactly why. Anyway, the wrists. Yeah, the wrists are sore. Part of it is bad posture. Part of it is too much fine motor, and I need to figure out a way to make this better. The keyboard so far hasn't had a big effect. I'll give it some time because I got this new keyboard now. I've spent too much time on my trackball. And I don't know that there's an even ergonomic trackball. Perhaps one with a bigger knob on it so I don't have to fiddle my fingers so much, but I don't know. Let's see. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. I've got to figure out what I'm going to ask for Christmas. This is one of those times of year that really irk me because, people don't, my family is like, well, I need a Christmas list. And I give them a Christmas list and they go, what the hell is this? It's like, well, that's what I want. That's kind of what I need. You know, I need this. And it's like $200. I need that. And it's ridiculously cheap, but you can't find them anywhere. You have to order them online and have them shipped. I keep telling people, gift cards and underwear. I'm pretty sure the underwear will fit. And even if it's a funny color, nobody will know. And the gift cards always work. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to find some stuff. A desk scale. No. Counter scale, kitchen scale. I think I'll put that on my list. I was noticing that I'm trying to weigh out 2 ounces of almonds. No, that scale, I got it. Got so much air in it, it's ridiculous. Just a needle. The scale itself, so I'm going to sort of spin the dial scales to account for the empty bowl on top. And the graduations between ounces are so small, it's barely more than twice the width of the needle. So I'm pretty sure it's not terribly accurate at very low levels, like 2 ounces. In fact, I weighed my book. I weighed Ravenwood just to see how much it weighed. And it was off by a whole ounce by the time I got it to the post office. So that's 1 pound, 4 ounces in the mailbox. The post office people said 1.5, 1 pound, 5. So 1 ounce on 20, which doesn't sound like a lot, until you're trying to weigh out something like 2 ounces. So I need a good digital scale. It's chilly this morning. I am late. It's almost 8 o'clock. I slept in. I got slept until 5:30 this morning, and got the kids going. And I was working on artwork, not work. And it wasn't. It's finicky stuff. It's terribly engaging, and I don't know quite exactly why. But what I'm building are the pieces that we can then plug together so that we can put any configuration of border that we want on the cover and have it be unique to our title, have it be not work that is based on the classics but is not necessarily the same old 3-strand, 4-strand plate, but actually has some visual interest to it as well. The standard plaits, the plates, the braids, are rather heavy unless you spread them out, which does lighten them a bit, but then takes up more space. So I've been scouring knot sites looking for designs that have a bit of air in them, a bit of lightness to them. So they'll show up as a bar when it's shrunk to thumbnail, but when it's displayed full size on paperback cover, it'll look pretty good. So that's the goal. Today I got to try to read, and I've got other things that I've got to do this morning, and I got to try to write. It's day 21. I haven't written since like day 11. No, that's not true. 14? 15? Something like that. Maybe day 11. I have to go back and look and see how many 0 days I've got. It's way too many. I need to put some more words in. I need to figure out where this story ends so that I can start the next one and start cruising up some. If I can get a few good days of word count, I could break 150. Maybe not. I could get a good jump on the next book, that's for sure. I got to figure out where this one ends. I also have to fill in some stuff. I'm not going to try to fill in the stuff right now. I'm going to try to figure out where it ends. And then where it ends, that'll be where the next book picks up. So, yeah. It's kind of cloudy. I put partly cloudy. It seems like it's mostly cloudy at the moment. Partly cloudy on the picture I posted this morning. Seems like it's filled in the last 30 minutes or so. 30 degrees, it's not as cold as it has been a couple of these mornings. Still feeling a little drafty. I forgot to put on my sweater. I usually wear a pullover sweater over my shirt and under my jacket so that I have an extra layer of dead air between me and the outside. I forgot to put it on this morning. The upside is I'm not waddling. The downside is the cold air is sneaking up underneath my jacket and tickling my belly, which I suppose is kind of fun, but still not exactly what I had in mind. Aye, puppy. Okay. Easterly turn. One long, straight, honking stretch. This is not the longest stretch that I've got. This walk has two very long, straight components to it. One, the longest one, is the side west 20th Street. And that's the noisy part that I'll be getting back to in a couple of weeks, a couple of days at this point. I have to figure out when the new moon is. Won't be long now. It's also a short week for school. I have kids, family, all home Thursday and Friday at least. I think the kids actually have off Wednesday. I'm not sure. So, short week for the kids, long week for me. So I got my turkey yesterday, yay. And I got a ham. I cooked the ham yesterday. So we'll have ham until we switch over to turkey. That'll keep me busy. Keep me in food without having to do a lot of work until Thanksgiving Day itself. I'm trying to remember if I've got all the things I need to make my cornbread pudding. I make a Alton Brown recipe for cornbread pudding. It's not made with cornbread. It's made with, actually made with French bread. It's bread pudding made with corn and cheese. And a little rosemary and a bit of thyme, some finely chopped onions, a lot of butter, a lot of cream, a lot of Parmesan cheese, a couple cans of canned corn. Put it in a hot skillet like it was cornbread. And then take that hot skillet and stuff it in the oven. Bake it for about an hour until it sets up. What I do is put it in the pan, put it in the oven, bake it. While it's baking, I prep the bird, get the bird ready to go in. So when the cornbread comes out, the bird goes in. And then while the bird is baking, the cornbread goes upside down under the hot skillet on a cutting board so that the hot skillet keeps giving it keeps it warm for a while, quite a while actually. Helps keep that center cooking because sometimes it doesn't quite cook all the way through. And then when the bird comes out, while the bird is resting, I flip it back over and put it back in the oven to warm while I finish making the mashed potatoes and gravy and all the rest. I got sweet potatoes this year. I probably will have white potatoes just because I like mashed white potatoes and gravy with my turkey. Sweet potatoes are good. I like sweet potatoes too. I got big monster sweet potatoes. I may roast a couple just to have a couple on the side. But, yeah. Roast my sweet potatoes and boil my russets. Green beans, I think what else we'll have. We're going to have to do a pie, but I'm going to cheat and buy a store-bought pie. Kids will eat a store-bought pie, and I shouldn't really eat any. I'm still trying to get a handle on calorie intake. It's not going very well. I feel like I'm eating so much less, and I'm not, apparently, I'm not eating all that much less after all. I do realize it takes a little bit of time for things to get moving, but still. Having days like the other day when we had all the fast food, that doesn't help. So much salt and a lot of that stuff that I just water up. I'm trying to get down. If I can get down to 190, I'm going to treat myself. I'm not quite sure with what, but cheat myself. But I got to get down to 190. I'm still hanging right at 195. Up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little every time I weigh in. So get down to 190, have a little treat. I can get down to 185, I have another little treat. Maybe 5 pounds, just like once a month, I hope. Four times five would be 20 pounds. If I could do that by the next time I go see the doctor in March, that would be right fine. I'm contemplating blogging more. The problem is that I don't have a lot to say about the universe, particularly the Trader's Tales universe these days, because I'm so immersed in Lamas Wood. It's an interesting question. Is splitting these two websites apart helping or hurting? And I could push everything back into solarcooper.com, since that's the one that has all the juice. But decisions. I really like the fact that the two have unique spaces, that they have unique settings. And I think the audiences, well, there's a certain number of you who read pretty much everything, right? I'm not sure that the science fiction audience and the fantasy audience are as closely intertwined as you might think. I know I go through phases where I read only fantasy, and then I go through phases where I read only science fiction. Well, a hard time finding science fiction to read these days. Everything that I've wanted to read, I've read. I've been going through Kindle samples like they were candy, and can't seem to find anything that holds my interest through the sample. That's my gold standard. It's not my gold standard. That's the base level. Base level is, can I get through the sample without barfing? Not literally barfing, but figuratively. You know, can I get through the sample? If I can get through the sample, then I can ask myself, well, do I care what happens next? The answer is no, delete. And I've gotten through some samples, very few, about 1 in 5 samples I get through. And in large part because probably half of them are so short that it looks like it's going to be a novel, but then I get it downloaded and it's 100 sentences. And when they use up 20 of them for front matter, that eats into the sample something wicked. That also means that it's a novella. And I don't have anything against novellas, it's just that I don't really like reading short work. By the time I get engaged, by the time I get involved in the characters, it's over. Which is one of the problems that I'm having right now with Odin's Outpost. It's doing pretty well, considering. But I can't... You know, if it were me trying to read Odin's Outpost, I wouldn't read Odin's Outpost, because it's a novella, because it's so short. And while I love the characters, that's the only story that has those characters in it. So, and you really need to work on beefing that up as well. There's so much work to do. So many things that I need to do. I need to finish some of these projects is what I need to do. Oy vey. Such a deal. Coming up, almost there, rounding the turn, walking past the big cottonwood on the corner, heading for the gate. Somebody's coming across the street. Hooray! I survived another walk. Whee! There. So, I made it out the back gate, and tomorrow is another day.